Second that.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the last meeting as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Butch, before we go with you here real quick, we have Steve Lloyd, superintendent of school district number 9, correct? Come on up. Steve would like to address us for just a moment.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, Board. I just wanted to come up and kind of give you an update of where we're at with our bus facility. Oh,
yeah, you can sit. Hell, for heaven's sakes, yeah. Turn the microphone on for him, and there we go.
So, once again, thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. I just want to give you an update of where we're at, and again, personally, thank you for our extended stay at the fairgrounds. It actually has been a wonderful thing. You know, there's been several days we wouldn't have been able to run our buses because of the temperature and those things with the diesel buses. So that really, really, really appreciate that from our district. Kind of where we're at right now, I should say the snow is gone, but as of way up here, it's not. So
how long have you been here?
Long enough. So we're in the process right now of working with our insurance company with the bus barn, and that's been an interesting trip as well. But we hope to have some definite answers here in the next week or two on where we're at with our bus barn, and it will be I'm not sure when construction season starts around here. I'm guessing August, maybe. But so once we get a handle on that and get things cleared out, we'll be moving into a new bus barn here. I'm hoping, you know, before the next snow falls for the following year. Maybe it never ends. I don't know for sure. Being new to the area,
we have 30 frost-free days in Sublette County, and they're not all in a row.
That's on a good year.
That's yeah, right. Yeah. So I just wanted to tell you thanks again for all your efforts with that. And again, we'll start construction as soon as we can here, probably, I would assume, May, at least get the old one down, and we'll be putting a new one up. And
terrific.
And again, just thank you very much. I don't know if you realize the impact that had on our district. We wouldn't have been running buses for many days without that. So it's been a wonderful piece, and I want to thank you very much. So
at the end of the school year, is there any problems with taking the buses out?
No. Actually, I thought we'd be out maybe earlier, but again,
right.
New to the area. So as soon as school's out, we'll have them all at the area. We have a large enough area we can park them at. And the other idea was we can leave them at the parking lots of the school themselves,
okay.
Which is fine, too, while they do the construction of the new bus board.
Is there any hurry?
Jay will just have a couple of things, but I'm sure Jay is in contact with Mr. Copeland and they're keeping all that.
And he has been wonderful.
Yeah.
Just kudos to him. I mean, he's been bent over backwards for us, and I really appreciate that. So, we'll have him out if not before, but right at the end of that last day, we won't have the buses there anymore throughout the summer, and then keep them there. There's no reason to have them. There.
I don't feel there's any hurry.
No.
Keep them out of the weather. It's fine with us.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's fine. And then when Jay has things going on in that events complex, John and Jay can talk.
Right.
And they can just shuffle.
Hopefully, once we get that one demolition, then we can put power and heat to the other one. That's been our problem because of the way the lines run and those things, we couldn't use the.
Oh, yeah.
We have two bus barns, and because of that, it kind of ended the use of both of them for that. So once that's up, we'll be able to move buses into that other area, and then that'll help out a bunch. So
perfect.
But I just want to give you a heads up where we're at with that, and that we are moving forward with that. And I definitely want to tell you thank you very much from our district for the extended stay. I didn't plan on being there that long, but that's how it is. So.
Yeah, that's just
and
that's
thank
all
you.
Right.
So
that's how we work together as a community.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So, is there any questions you have for me at this time? And I'll kind of keep you updated, the email wherever we're at with that. But I like to say, I assume we'll be up and running this year.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
This afternoon we'll be discussing scholarships.
Okay.
And that information will go out after today's meeting.
Great, thank you. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to thank you again for appointing me to the committee to be in charge of a liaison with the fair. It's been a pleasure working with these gentlemen.
It is, isn't it? Excellent.
Summer's coming.
We'll leave that as it is. And Butch, let's go to work.
I feel better already.
Although Dave does have the record for the least amount served on a joint powers board. So.
He really lucked out on that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
The most efficient committee member.
Yeah.
Butch, what's going on?
Oh, just blading two roads. We've been blading Bargerville again. Got some washouts. Got several down Boulder Way and some down the River Road. Fixing them and hauling gravel. I don't know if you was figuring on sending Bob Beard a copy of that easement he signed, but he would like one.
Okay.
I said, yeah, I think that was supposed to be done.
I don't have that. I gave it to Jorgensen, so.
Well, when it gets,
yeah,
finally
when we
gets
get everything
back
all
to
done,
us or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can, sure, I can do that, but I.
Yeah, I told him it might be a while. He said,
yeah.
And maybe put the resolution down or something so it'll be in their records, like they could write it on the side of it or whatever.
Yeah, there is no resolution.
I thought there was, but.
We just accepted the letter.
Yeah, we just accepted
accept
the letter.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put
whatever
it all
you
together.
Got for
I'll
me.
Put it all together though and send it to Bob
okay.
when I get it back.
That's fine. There's cattle guard up Skyline that we got put in. I wish Real Verde was here. But anyway, it's rough. And there's no fence to it. I didn't want to put
the forest
it
boundary?
In. Yeah, right, the forest boundary. I didn't want to put it in, but when they rebuilt the road, there was an existing one there, and the Forest Service got Real Verde, and they decided they needed to put it in. I said, we'll build the fence. They still haven't built the fence. So if you guys want to get a hold of Forest Service and say, build your fence, or instead of keep leveling this cattle guard, let's pull it out and fade it. Nothing there, no fence there. I don't know if they're ever going to build one.
Is that the issue why it doesn't level? Is because there's
no
fence or?
It's soft under it going down.
Right.
But I don't think that's going to stop. We got them good seals under it.
Okay.
But there's no warranty on that contract either.
Right.
I mean, it's over. They have a year on the
payment. Right, had
so
a year on that.
This is what, third year or so?
Second.
We're in the process of getting a meeting together with them to talk about the rocks, and we can bring that up.
Yeah, bring
just
that
ask
up.
Them if,
ask Mark
if they
do.
Don't ever intend to build a fence there.
I'll pull it out and
I don't recall who I talked to, but they had great intentions of rebuilding the fence for the leasee people, and then.
Oh, they still do.
Would
well,
one of you gentlemen make a note that we bring that up when
yeah.
we Tom?
Yeah,
would
right.
I'm not sure. I'd like to reschedule, I guess, Joel, sounds like. But if I don't make it, I don't make it.
Well, we'll see what they have available. If we need to, we can put it off another month, I guess. But
there's a possibility yeah. you're not going to be here. Is that the deal?
I'm actually gone on the 4 days that they have open.
Okay.
I don't think there's no hurry. I mean, it's one of them things where you got to do something with it.
Well, my point was was try and schedule a meeting when Tricia was going to be here mm-hmm. anyway.
Yeah.
to talk about the letter on the rocks on Skyline. The letter we approved at the last meeting.
Well, wasn't he just saying that the Game and Fish was going to score
some? Andy and I had a conversation this morning where Rob's letting the Game and Fish in to get, I don't know, it was kind of a, he acted like a large quantity of rocks.
Yep.
They were going to get in touch with you and let you kind of be involved with which rocks you would prefer were gone first.
Well,
and the shoulders and
I
the right
think it
ways.
Depends on the size because, you know, that lower end's got all them little ones on it and a few big ones. But
he even had mentioned that he was going to have a blasting class come in. And
that'd be good because some of them bigger ones would be blowed up.
Yeah. But what we're getting at is you need to be involved in this whole project. I mean, when they're pulling rocks out of there,
we want you to watch the road.
You need to be aware.
Yeah, well, are they willing to put in some approaches? And I mean, it's so bad to tear them out, but it's a pretty good chore to put them in because you got to be able to get the truck off of them with loaded.
Right.
And all.
Right.
So it's more than the guy thinks.
Exactly.
And then maybe go down a mile and have another one back on.
So we asked Rob to make sure that he contacted you when it comes to drawing up the language of all this stuff so that you are involved in this whole project. So Rob should be getting in touch with you on this.
On the overcautious side, maybe until Joel and I get to an understanding with them, they've got the pile of rocks from the campground. They could use those. Let them get in there, and when we get our wordage and our understanding worked out with them, then they can go to Fremont Lake or we can or Skyline Drive. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Are there any left at that old dump site?
No. Well, there's a few big ones down there. I mean, there's a few,
but not very many. Not very many.
Well, they have another pile up there by the campground.
Okay.
It's really accessible. Yeah, the upper campground.
The upper one up. The upper boat dock.
I don't know.
Up by Sullivan Bay, there's a pile up there, but, and there's several up in their jaws.
There's some big piles up in there.
Yeah. So I just wonder if we would be maybe better to direct Rob to go to those until we get our end figured out.
There is one easy access site up.
Okay.
Up there, right by Half Moon Turnoff.
Okay.
It's pretty flat coming back down through them trees and stuff. They could actually access that and come down through there and probably get the quantity they want and clean that up. One of the places we've got to dig out is that hillside across the road, this side of that cattle barn.
So if Rob does not get in touch with you here in the next couple of days, will you get in touch with him, please? Sure. That'd be great. Let's make sure that this happens.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Get rid of more rocks, the better. We fixed up a boggy spot at Bondo last year, and there was a little controversy over hauling from Pinedale. Well, what some people didn't understand was we did the pit run from Bondo, Fisherman Creek, but the crush come from here because we didn't have no crush, and we haven't got in to be able to get in the pit. So now, this year, that's nice. So it was well worth fixing up. It's been bad forever.
What's I just rounded it yesterday. I missed that one.
It was up by Banny Bowlesby's.
Okay.
But Billy wanted to fix it finally, and it needed fixed. So we got several complaints about the top being so rough because it was pit run. Some of it's pretty chunky, and so finally we didn't have any crush, so we hauled it from there. Got some issues over that, but they didn't understand that it was just a crush. We didn't have any. It's done now, and it's nice. So, and I don't know. Mark must be gone. Railroad is not here.
Yeah, I don't know. Spring break. Yeah.
Well, Tag's been calling, so.
Oh, I'll be darned! It's spring break. How about that?
Okay. Well,
you look like spring.
I'll handle this.
No break. No spring.
No spring.
One of the things we need to find out is how much we're going to end up doing on North Pine and getting the gravel quantities and stuff like that so you know what's going to cost you out of the private pit and what's going to cost you out of any other pit. But he's supposed to give me that stuff. That's it for me.
Okay. I've just been working on two of those projects that I've mentioned to you in the last couple meetings, the BLM permanent easements and the plats and resolutions for Paradise Road.
Okay. Good.
Congratulations on your picture, too, Joe.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice.
Yeah. Butch, we talked with Don Cranandonk of the Bridger Teton over there, and the True Oil EA will be out today, which means that the traffic on South Cottonwood has the potential to increase.
Wow. That needs a little maintenance.
Yeah.
That's why he's bringing it up.
Yeah. So, anyway, just so you're aware of that.
I wasn't even aware that EA was going on, were you? I didn't hear it come out of the blue. Normally we would participate in it to that extent to say, what's the impact going to be on the
roads?
What's it mean for traffic? So
yeah,
it can have to do with our planning. And this morning was the first I even heard of it. Man, that caught me flat-footed.
First I heard of it, he called me the end of last week and said that it's coming.
Okay.
Butch, is that road, the South Cottonwood Road, does that go all the way to the forest boundary as a county road? How far up
it goes up to the turnoff going to the Winkleman place where Lyman Clark is.
Okay.
And then it goes over the hill back around to North Pine.
But what about the one that goes past where the CK hunting camp is and that?
That one goes to the forest. That's McDougal Gap Road.
That's the McDougal Gap Road. Yes. That goes all the way to the forest boundary.
Correct.
Okay, that's what.
The other end of it.
And that would be the road these guys would use probably on that.
No, route. They would go up North Pine, North Cotton.
North Cotton. Oh, would they come across?
That would be the best route. Go up that Page Hill, you know,
and, and down that way.
Yeah, to go up McDougal.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure without seeing a map.
Without seeing a map.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
But there's not much oil. The oil activity, most of it's up above lines up in there.
They're going on existing well
sites. They're
site,
going on the old well site.
I bet you they're going up past Lyman. So they've got a lot of well sites up,
yeah,
up in there.
Yeah, that could be. Is that below Bear Mountain?
Bear
Creek, yeah.
Yes.
So they'll be accessing it through North Cottonwood.
I would say.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, if they're going up if they're going up there above Lyman's, no, they'll go up this
the other way.
South Cottonwood.
To the forest?
Yeah, they go through private land.
Okay.
They have easements all through there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ever go up in them well. Yeah. You can see them well sites and them tanks.
Well, well pads are on the forest.
Pardon?
The well pads they're going to be using are on the forest.
There's a few up above them in Dougal Gap, but very few.
Yeah.
I don't know which. I don't know which they're looking at.
I remember those that are up at Dougal, but I didn't get the idea that these were those, that these were further south.
So that would that be could be.
That would be that other.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes a loop.
Right.
They could be further south, but still on the forest. But what you're saying is they have to go across private ground to get to it.
So they have their easements, their own easements. They would be able to access that.
Yeah, no. But right, we're not going to be maintaining that.
No.
No.
Well, just our county part.
Right. County road to that goes to the forest boundary then?
No, not on that.
Not on that side.
No. The other side it does.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, the other side.
Well, it's a homework assignment. You can use that GPS and show us a
practice. You guys need a tour?
Let's go take a tour.
We've got to do a tour.
I think a tour is in order.
The snow's gone.
You just want them to shovel like you had to.
No.
Okay.
All right. I guess just so you're aware of that. Yeah. Okay.
We still want a tour, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'll just put it on the list.
Put it on the list.
About June.
Yeah, wait till it dries up. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See you later, Scott.
You bet.
Mary, you have some business for us?
Well, I do.
We can do a little bit till Ron gets here.
Let me flip through my pile of stuff here.
I always thought we were cooperating agencies on those. And always got.
That's one, I guess, that we never got a scoping letter on.
Actually, you're right.
Even invited to be, I don't think that I remember.
When I first got on the commission, I attended a meeting on the True Oil thing.
On that one?
Yeah. 6 years ago.
Hmm. That's probably how long it's been going on.
Probably. Well, maybe that's the case then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I have a bond for Bob Barrett, who is the treasurer for the rec board. And then I have this letter for the Lander Trails.
For the BT.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Excellent. Don asked about that today. Told him that we'd be signing that, and can we email this to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
How fast does he need it?
Today.
Today. Okay.
Right away.
Yeah, today.
Even if we have a break.
Yeah. 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 Okay. I was going to say, if you give me a break, I'll go send it to him.
Okay. Excellent.
Anybody remember the email from air quality, their meeting in Sheridan? Is that something we need to go to?
They'll have an air quality meeting here in May.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
have some abatements. And ozone season is over.
Yay. Got that email.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We'll worry about that for a while.
Maybe.
Yeah.
One would hope.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's still snowing.
They just quit measuring.
Yeah.
That's
it's over.
We get a big snow, that doesn't mean it's still couldn't happen.
So I have a request from the Sublette County Sporting Association for 3 beer permits for the rodeo grounds for the Rendezvous rodeo weekend. So it'd be July 6th, 7th, and 8th.
I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve a beer permit for the Sublette County Sporting Association for the Rendezvous rodeos July 6th, 7th, and 8th. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
So that you know, just kind of along the tail of that, last Monday night, the Liquor Division for the state of Wyoming held a public meeting here for the liquor dealers, for the licensing authorities, which primarily they had the clerks. There was just me and Pat Schwab from the town of Pinedale here, but it was for the entire county. We had several dealers, only 2 county licensees, being Lakeside and White Pine, that were here. The rest of the licensees were town licensees. But there are some changes in the liquor laws, and I gave some information to Matt and basically tasked those guys with putting together a resolution for us to consider. One of the big changes is that state law always set the hours of operation for liquor licensees, and it's always been 6 to 2, 6 in the morning till 2 in the morning, every day of the week. That has been completely stripped out of the law, so there are no hours of operating come the 1st of July, so there will be towns and counties all over the state setting hours of operations for their liquor license or their liquor dealers. So that's something that you'll need to consider. We being Matt and I, discussed the fact that we probably need to coordinate with our towns, because we don't want the towns or the counties really to be having different hours, because
so they leave one bar and go to the
other. That, so you run from here to the Boulder bar, because they're open, you know, longer or whatever. There needs to be some coordination between the towns and the
counties.
So
the state liquor law, as it reads now, then, what does it say? It just leaves
six
it to up
two.
To...
No, okay. It's 6 to 2.
6 to 2.
Every day.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. See, it used to be it was 6 to 2 every day except for Sunday, and the liquor or the bars didn't open until noon on Sunday. Then they ran noon to midnight or something. It was shorter hours, but they've stripped a bunch of stuff out of the old liquor law, that being probably the biggest impact. They've, you know, removed some other stuff that we'll need to consider. One of the things that's got me concerned is the fact that I think they're pushing enforcement back to us, to you, and to local law enforcement,
right,
where the state has always taken care of enforcement of some of that stuff. So I guess we'll see how that goes, but they're conducting these public meetings all over the state right now to inform everyone. There's some new stuff that will affect us when we license next year. We're already in the process of renewing our liquor licenses. Ours expire the 1st of July, but we hold the hearing in May because they have to be renewed 30 days ahead of when they expire. And anyway, so there'll be some new stuff when we go to renew next year, but doesn't affect our licenses this year. But the big one is the things that go into effect July 1 that change their operating and who has authority for that. We will be looking at that.
Okay. So that with the state going 6 to 2, then the county and the municipalities have no leeway there. They can't alter those times.
The state has nothing. Come the July 1st, it's completely
out.
Oh,
I got you.
There will be nothing.
I got you.
So it's back to local control.
So before July 1st, we need to come up with
right.
a, plan.
Right.
I got you.
And Matt's working on that. Matt and Clay are working on it.
All right.
So we'll have...
Then we can include the municipalities when we do that. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It doesn't take me long, but I finally
it's
got
okay.
there.
It's okay. We'll just keep going. We'll just keep...
To enforcing, if they turn it back to the county and the sheriff's department enforce, that kind of leaves the county as the enforcee. We kind of have some stipulation of what the towns have to do, don't we?
Well, in our county, yeah.
In our county.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we do all
we
kind of we're
kind of holding the high ground again.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So that's true. Well, we just make sure they're involved in the process.
Right.
And then
it shouldn't be a hard conversation.
Yep. Yeah.
So did the prior to July 1st, the state doesn't do any enforcement anyway, do they?
Well, really, what the state does is they come around and they check each of the liquor dealers to make sure they have their little sign on the wall, and they make sure that they're dispensing properly and that type of thing. All of the full license, they have to buy their liquor from the state of Wyoming.
But that's not going away, is it?
No, that's not changing at all.
It's just the hours of operation. I never knew them to be here to... checking on that, really.
Well,
if
they were to get a complaint,
So the state still checks the licenses.
Right, I don't know the answer to that question necessarily. If they're going to continue to go around the state, he told me that they have 1,400 licensed. Yeah, I'm going, wow, and there's only three of you guys?
How'd you like
You're
to have
amazing.
That job?
No. And no All wonder right. they make people cry when they come to town. So anyway, they talked about that. Another thing that's going to be interesting with this is that they've always required the full license, the full retail license holders to purchase $2,000 worth of liquor every year.
Right.
And they are also going to require that of the beer license. We've got a couple of beer permits only. They're going to have to prove that they've purchased $2,000 worth of beer, which might be more than what they're doing, as a business.
Selling.
So there may be something that goes along with that. Another thing that is going to happen, there's always been a discussion statewide. We've never had any issues here. We did well early on in my life here, issues with parking licenses. So you have a liquor license, but you don't operate. And a few years ago, they changed the law that you could only hold a license for a year without operating. Well, now they're going to reduce that to that you've got to operate at least weekly if you're holding one of those licenses. And that will affect us to some degree because we've got a couple of licenses that, well, they close. They're seasonal. They operate seasonally, and they may close for a month or two. And we'll have to have that discussion with those seasonal operators and say, what are we going to do to keep you in compliance, kind of deal. So that'll be another thing that we'll discuss.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Excellent. Keep going.
Okay. I'm still going. I prepared a letter for you guys to consider to give to Cheryl Allen. Cheryl has just retired as our Veteran Services Officer for the county, and it's just a shorty, but it would be signed by all of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing that, Mary.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. It's a good thing you keep track of us on these sort of things. We're typical men. We don't think about those things.
It's not just me.
There you go. Well, sometimes I do good and sometimes I don't, so.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Very appropriate.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let me see what else I have. You may have gotten this email yesterday afternoon. I think I sent it out to everybody concerning the Chamber of Commerce's program for, what do we call this thing? It is the Ready for Workforce program.
Yeah.
I got a response from one of our departments that said that they might be interested in that and wondering if the county, if they could budget for that person in their budget for this summer. And the question that I said that I would bring back to you is that I could solicit if there was interest in the county to do that. That $250 scholarship that they get at the end of that, if you've done 60 hours of basically community service, that's worth $4.16 an hour. That's what I figured, and it's like, okay, if you had the opportunity that you could provide a kid an experience in your business, and it could help you do some work, it's pretty cheap labor to give somebody that experience plus get the work done. Mm-hmm. If it were election year, I think I'd be talking to you about that. Oh, yeah. Because I'd have extra work in my office
right.
for the summer.
Right.
And I would participate in that. The person that talked to me about that, they said, you know what, I would be committed enough that I would even consider paying that myself to give a kid that opportunity. But my suggestion to you is we have to respond by the 13th of April if we're going to be participants.
If we're going to join.
And like I said, I've gotten one inquiry about that.
Have you?
We could set aside $1,000 for four kids. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, have you queried any of the other department heads? Or
I sent it to everybody. Okay. I sent it to all you guys and all the department. Yeah, but it was at the end of the day yesterday.
True.
Kind of deal.
So you might hear from more.
I might hear from more.
Where could you come up with that money? Where would
we would budget it from this summer. We would put it in our
budget. That
would
be into our budget this round.
Right.
Okay.
So that's kind of the question that came up, is could there be county funding available to pay the scholarship? What you guys could do is you could say, we will fund X. We will fund, we will offer this up if you're interested.
Yeah. This one might be one that we could throw into. We got an email from Don Cranendonk about the Bridger Tetons.
Oh, yeah.
Teenage employment. Mm-hmm. Type thing too. I mean, if we could maybe lump all this stuff together and have one small little fund that we could draw on from that area, then I think these are worthwhile projects.
I would agree with you, Mr. Chairman, in terms of that. I had a discussion with Don this morning as well, and I see that as not only an excellent opportunity with what he's talking about with the Wyoming range, but it's rare that you get an opportunity to be able to encourage our local youth into the workforce with some possibility for future endeavors, be it employment yep. or their careers or whatever.
Yep. Might get them hooked on a career.
Later, but I'm highly in favor of that.
Yeah. So if we can, let's discuss this during our budget and see if we come up with a small sum and create a line item. Or
so do you, at this point in time, we need to respond if we're going to participate.
Does it work with our budget season if we respond now and say, yeah, we want to participate, but we don't have the funding till...
Yeah, we will.
We adopt a new budget.
Right.
Does that work with their?
As long as you at this point would say that you will consider. I think if we say we'll consider it a budget for the funding.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to commit to how many positions or dollar amount till we get to the budget.
No, and I think maybe another thing is too is with that in mind, let me see what other response I get from everybody else, and we can see if. We got 100 or if we got 3.
Can you respond and say, yes, we are interested in participating, we just need to figure out the logistics of it?
Yeah, and we could do that.
Our intention is to do so.
Yep. Yeah, and we could do that.
Okay.
You need a motion or just direction from us?
Just direction
respond.
From you is fine.
Can you,
that we can respond.
Can you respond, the same way to Don Cranendonk on the...
on the
BT.
BT thing? Yeah. Yeah, I can do that as well.
Did you get copied on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
it was part of that email that has to do with the trails thing.
Right,
wasn't
correct.
It,
so it was
like
on
another,
that also. That's
it was
correct.
Another piece of that.
So okay. If you'll respond to both, what is it, BOCES? Is that the...
Well, it's the chamber is the one that is spearheading it.
Okay.
And then what happens is that if the employer offers this $250 grad or scholarship at the end. BOCES matches that, so it's actually $500.
Oh, cool.
BOCES and another one of the sponsors is CERC. So CERC is involved with this.
Okay.
This is the second year that it's happened. They did it last summer, and it was successful. And they got 15 kids last year. They want to go to 20. And the commitment from the employer is a 30-minute interview in May, and then the kids are to have their work experience, I believe it's July and August.
Okay.
Which would fit with the budget.
That fits with our budget.
And would fit with the heavy work. I mean, that's when, you know, everybody does have more work. But it's possible that they, you know.
Wonder if Andre would be interested.
He was notified too.
Yeah,
so,
okay, good.
Yeah, when I sent out that email, it went to all the department heads, all the elected officials, went
okay.
to you guys. So it's been out to anybody that would be making a hiring decision.
Okay, well, I could see that being beneficial.
So it could be, yeah, that could be an experience there. Road and Bridge could be an experience.
Oh, my.
You know, for somebody. If somebody's looking at...
It's too bad it ends August 1st. There's a lot of ranchers could use hay help.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, it's not supposed to be a filing job. It's supposed to be a work experience
mm-hmm.
kind of deal, you know?
Yep.
So...
Good.
Anyway. So, okay. You still got time?
Yep, keep going. Ron's not here.
Okay. Let me see.
He might not be coming.
Right. I don't think he is.
I think he had his surgery.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Well, the last week or so, that may be playing into that.
All right.
We got lucky to send Bang to talk. we have the golf committee has recently had a couple of resignations, and typically what happens, I have two resignations, I have two letters of application for those positions. My question for you is if you want to appoint those people to fill those positions, or if you want me to advertise first to see if there's anybody else out there interested. We will fill positions for that board in June. There are five people on the board right now. It leaves three, but golf season is upon us.
Yeah.
And they're getting busy, so they're a little concerned.
So these two positions would be up in June anyway? Or
not necessarily,
not?
No.
Okay, not necessarily.
No.
If they're more than a couple of months, I think we better advertise for them.
Yes, I would agree, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll do it.
So these are resignations, and so we would just be appointing to finish that term?
Those
right.
terms. Can
right.
you tell us who resigned?
Yeah, Charlie Lopeman and Paige Harrell.
Oh, really?
So, well, they've gone into business, and they're going to run the pro shop.
So that's why
so,
they got
yeah,
resigned.
So that's the reason why they resigned, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they got a conflict of interest. So.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they've resigned and
okay.
Yeah.
Let's open it up.
Okay. You want to take a break so
yep.
that I can go send this letter?
And you can go email that.
I'll go email the letter and then we'll
that's
be...
Good. Did we get through what you needed us to get through?
Oh, I think I got a couple more things, but let me get gathered up.
Okay, sounds good. We will take a little bit of a break here and then we'll... Come back.